G'day, it's Blandy from The Big Breakfast. Welcome to another Triple M Big Breakfast podcast. On the way, are you up for our brain teaser? What's lighter than air but can't be lifted? We'll find out soon. Also, the State Community Cabinet is coming to town. We'll chat to our Mayor, George Seymour, about what that means for the Fraser Coast.
Blandy for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
And we're playing the greatest hits. It's 26 past 8. It is a Monday. It's September the 6th. Kathy, happy Monday to you.
And to you.
What is cheesing you off, apart from the fact it's Monday?
I really get annoyed when people use disabled parks or the pram parks and they haven't got a sticker, they haven't got a kid in the pram or anything like that.
Yeah, what is it with that? I mean, come on, more front than Myers. I often see people go into those spots too, Kathy, and I make a point of just having a look to see if, something comes out, a mobility, a walker or some aid or something, and sometimes people just run from the car into the shopping centre.
Yeah, yeah, they could give Hussein Bolt a run for their money.
And this is where it's all about people supposedly doing the right thing, isn't it? You know,
it is.
The honesty jar, perhaps, if you're buying fruit or veg by the side of a road. Trusting people.
I don't know if they can take action in car parks, but I do believe the ones in the street that are disabled, that you can get a fine.
Yeah, we'd all love to park near the door, wouldn't we? No, you bring up a very good point this morning. Does that happen to you often?
More often than people realise.
So the answer is yes, then.
Yes, yeah.
All right. Do you say anything when you see somebody, do you have a go at it?
I was going to write out a little note and stick it on their windscreen. You know, have them in my handbag, saying, thanks for your consideration.
Yeah, fair enough.
From a disabled person.
Yeah. No, good point. Good point, Kath. Thanks for sharing that with us. I'll put you into the draw for the Cheesecake Shop voucher and the Granville Butchery $50 meat voucher.
That sounds lovely.
Have a great day. Bye. Derek, good morning.
G'day, mate.
We had a call from Kathy who what cheeses her off is people parking in disability spots. But you reckon you've got the answer for it?
Yeah, what I used to do was put I had a sticker set up in my car, like a set of pieces of paper, with the sign, stupidity is not a disability, park elsewhere.
Stupidity is not a disability, park elsewhere. I love it. How many times did you use that?
Oh, probably 20 or 30.
Did you get to see the reaction on people's faces when they had a look at it?
Most of them just screwed it up and sort of like some shook their head, some didn't pay any attention, and some looked a bit taken aback.
Yeah, well, taken back, bugger them. Hey, thanks for sharing that with us, Derek. I like it.
What else has been happening this week with Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast?
On Triple M's Big Breakfast with Blandy, it's that time of the week to catch up with Australia's biggest couch potato. TVblackbox.com.au's Steve Mulkey.
And a very happy Tuesday to you, Mulkey.
It's good to talk to you, Blandy.
What's going down in Malktown?
Oh, mate, you know, I'm TV nerding it out, checking out all sorts of things, watching a whole bunch of great TV that is actually right upon us.
Okay, now we'll start off with some sad news this morning. Very, very sad news, mate, and that is the fact that the Logies are not to be this year.
Tom Gleeson, third time Gold Logie winner and Australia's carryover champ, retains the Gold Logie.
Oh, gee.
They
lost credibility when he won, and it's sad in a way because I used to love the Logies when I was young.
No, how could they lose credibility when the Gold Logie is voted for by the people that watch TV?
Yeah, but come on.
That's really what the people wanted.
The
people's champion.
Yeah, okay, all right. Anyway, it's not to be, so...
Logies are off. They'll come back next year.
All right.
It's like a bad penny. It'll always turn up.
Okay. Also, Gogglebox. Tell us about it.
Oh, delightful. I love Gogglebox. It's so fun. The opportunity to sit down now, because this is season 14, with people that we know, or we think we know, you know, watching the same TV that we watch, hearing them talk about it the same way we do and those sorts of things. I absolutely love it. And I'm keen to have it back. It is on Wednesday night on Lifestyle on Foxtel or Thursday night on 10.
Okay. Now, also, footy finals. Yes. Certainly with the AFL have been with us for a couple of weeks now, and we go into the NRL finals this week.
Yeah, it's all happening now. Of course, the grand final for the AFL is going to be coming to us live from Perth, a afternoonish twilight grand final. And look, great to see that it's all still going. Of course, some of the spurious stuff happening around both codes, we probably don't want to talk about that too much. But look, footy finals are here. Of course, you can see all of the biggest games across for the AFL 7, for 9. You'll get the NRL. And of course, Foxtel has everything except the grand finals live.
Yeah. How did the Doggies and the Lions rate their Saturday night?
Mate, I think it was the highest rating AFL game we've had all year, if not in 3 or 4 years, that wasn't the grand final.
Wow. And, well, lived up to
its money, right? Right down to the wire.
Hype as well, unfortunately, for the Lions. They're gone, but never mind. Now, we've got some new shows starting back up as well. Well, sort of new shows. They're sort of old shows that are coming back, aren't they?
That's right. As Australian Survivor and The Voice both finish up on Sunday, the decks are getting cleared a little bit. Look, on Monday next week, Channel 7 are delivering us a new season of SAS Australia, and 10 will be delivering their new season of The Masked Singer Australia. If you watch either of those networks, you'll be pummeled by ads for both of them. Australian Gangster is a two-part underbelly-style drama that is coming to 7. The problem for it is it's 4 years old due to legal challenges and stuff actually happening in the courts about people depicted in that series. They've had to keep it on the shelf. So I don't know how well that's going to go.
Oh.
In the later half of next week, Ted are giving us a new series hosted by Harley Breen and Susie Youssef called Making It Australia, and I really like it.
What's that about?
Basically, it's your bake-off kind of style competition where people, instead of cooking cakes, they all have to make something to a challenge, but using their skill. One guy's a woodworker and another person, you know, builds sets for a living, and another person is, you know, a weaver. So you see, you know, the end result, but created in a whole bunch of different ways. It's really interesting.
So teamwork.
Yeah, almost. They do it by themselves, but they deliver some pretty amazing stuff.
Okay, all right. Did I see Manu crying because he couldn't cross some bridge in the air? I'd be crying too.
Pigeon or something. I don't know what was going on, but yeah, Manu's on SAS Australia. Watch it if you want to.
Okay. All right. Gee, don't talk that up too much. Hey, Mulkey, if we want to know more, I know where I go, and I steal all my TV news from this man I'm talking to, and I just go to tvblackbox.com.au, but there are other ways.
Oh, you go to our website. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yes, tvblackbox.com.au, or if you like to listen to it, a new TV Black Box podcast will be out today, fresh to your very ears, talking about, among other things, a big turn-up for the whole rating system that we get. That's a big new thing.
Ooh, all right then. I do give you a subliminal credit too.
Sure, and I subliminally appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, mate.
That was wild. Let's get down to it. Let's find out what else Blandy's been up to.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Blandy's early morning brain teaser.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Well, I can always rely on this lady, at least, to give me the answer. It doesn't have to be right all the time, does it, Colleen? Good morning.
No, at least we try.
How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. The Monday blues have been and gone. No excuse today.
I'm about to bake a cake for one of my work colleagues at the op shop.
What flavour?
Chocolate.
Oh, yum. Chocolate cake. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Now, I am lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me. Careful, I am fragile. What am I, Colleen?
I'm just wondering. Am I thinking too much? Would it just be helium? Because it's a dangerous gas. You've got to handle it with care.
No, that's okay. As you said, at least you're up here giving it a go. You've stepped up to the plate. What about if I said I'm a bubble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bubble. I'm lighter than air because it floats. You can't touch it or it'll explode. Very fragile.
Yes. Very good.
Have I convinced you, Colleen? You don't sound convinced.
I'm just ticked off that I didn't get it.
Hey, try again tomorrow. Thanks for trying anyway. See ya.
Life goes on.
Bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, Blandy?
All right, mate. You're in bed. What are you doing in bed? Get up, little lazy bugger.
No, I got a certificate.
I think I know what's going on. You had a big night last night, DJ, didn't you?
No, not last night.
Cool Fitch Man. My name is Kevin. I'm so cool.
Yeah, all right, Fitch Man. Have you worked this out, mate? I am lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me. Careful, I am fragile. What am I?
Would it be a cloud?
Cloud. Yeah. No. I'm going to say no because it's not right, but at least you've had a go as well. What about a bubble?
A bubble? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bubble.
Yeah, for sure. So, and that stuff's dicamba.
All right. Okay. Thanks for that. Yes, some weed killer. All right. Well, thanks for finally remembering. Good on you, mate. You have a great day.
You too. Cheers, mate.
Don't have do it too hard. Bye. And last but not least, hello, David.
Morning, Glendy. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. Thank you, Dave. How are you on this Tuesday? Nice and early. You've been up since, what, 2?
Yeah.
There should be a law against that, surely.
There should be, mate.
Fair dinkum. There should be a curfew. Nobody on the roads. Before 4:30 at least. That's when I hit the road.
Yeah, well, that is dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, mate, how have you gone with this? Well, this will be it. Strike out this morning. Both Colleen and Kevy haven't been able to suss it out. I'm lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me. Careful, I'm fragile. What am I?
Well, I've heard this in a different way, but I'd say a bubble.
A bubble.
Yeah.
Well done. Yes, it is a bubble. Which way did you hear it?
Years ago, they said something one person can lift, but 100 people can't.
Oh, okay.
Because one person can lift the bubble, when they blow it.
One person actually lifts it to create the bubble, and then, that's getting a bit hard now. All right, well, you got it anyway. Let's leave it there, shall we?
Okay.
Good on you, Dave.
Righto, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Bye.
He's different, but he's ours. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
Triple M as we go live to the Institute, the one, the only, Professor Smartarser.
Good morning. I just told my suitcases that because of COVID we aren't going on vacation this year, and now I'm dealing with emotional baggage.
Why is it so?
Subscribe now and stay up to date. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
What's happening within the walls of the Fraser Coast Council?
You can talk.
Councillor Chat Tuesday on Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Mayor George Seymour, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Last time I saw you, George, in the flesh, you were kicking a soccer ball at halftime during the Raw game.
Yeah, that was a fantastic event. It was good to have the Raw here for the whole week, and they'll be back again next year. We're sort of creating this relationship with the A-League team, and we got a goal against them. We lost 13-1, but that's miles better than losing 13-0, so I think we were pretty happy with the result.
Absolutely, and I love the fact you always go and give things a red-hot crack, George.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the outcome of the kick. I missed the penalty kick.
I missed 2 penalty kicks that week because I played for Granville early in the week, and I lost the penalty kick, and then I had a penalty kick against their mascot, a guy dressed in a lion suit who couldn't even see out of his head, and all I have to do is kick it in front of the goal, but I kicked it over the crossbeam.
Look, it doesn't matter, George. This is what we like about you, though, mate. You have a go. You know, you're out there on the tennis court having a go when things are happening there. I saw you at the with the mobility scooter breaking the record there. You were down there as well.
That's right, yeah. I've been riding mobility scooters lately because it's good to sort of get a sense of, our communities from that angle. So I've been on a few trips with a few people with mobility scooters, and others have lent me theirs. So, I try and the mobility scooter convoy is a great event. We had over 170 people in it, which apparently is a world record.
Yes.
Although we didn't have all the criteria that the Guinness Book of World Records requires in terms of fencing off the site and
kind
of checkers. But it was a fantastic event. It's certainly the Australian record.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you're creeping, perhaps getting ready for what the future may well hold for you, George, seeing you nearing 50 and the Seniors Expo.
I'm terrified that our Seniors Expo is for people 50 and over. And I'm approaching that. I'll have to go out and buy, a PlayStation 5 today to sort of lower my zen on aging.
Indeed. Go out to a nightclub or something.
That's right.
Just do something random, George.
Yeah, get crazy. Yeah.
Now, what's happening with the Seniors Expo and the Seniors Month celebrations?
Yeah, so the Seniors Expo, we've had to change a little to make COVID safe. So rather than having one big event out at the Baptist Church Hall, it's going over several days in early October at Stocklands. So every day, I think it's from about 5th to the 8th, the stalls will change at Stocklands, Harvey Bay. So the Seniors Expo will be spread out over several days
okay.
for people 50 and over, which is apparently what's a senior now.
Yes, old boy.
I'll have to do something about that. Change
yeah, well,
that.
Tell me, I'm a couple of years off the 6-0. So how do you think I'm feeling?
Yeah.
yes, he's got no words for that. Now, you do welcome the community cabinet visit to Harvey Bay as well. What does this mean mm-hmm. for us?
So that's later this month. It's a great opportunity. The entire community, the entire cabinet will be here, the Premier and all the ministers. They'll be meeting and holding their cabinet, and then getting out amongst the community and hearing the issues that are going on across the Fraser Coast.
And what are you getting mainly as you step out? Because I would imagine you get that all the time anyway, George, people saying.
Yeah. There's always going to be issues around housing. We are going through a boom here. So housing's a major issue. I know people that are homeless that I never would have imagined to be homeless. Health will always be an issue for an aging community like ours. Tourism, particularly when Fraser Island relies so much on international tourists. Mm. So there'll be a whole range of issues that people will want to raise with the different ministers.
Okay, all right. Well, that is a good opportunity. Maybe we should get a couple into our hospital too and have a look at the emergency departments and how hard these people work under extreme pressure too. So, it is great that they're coming here. Let's hope we can get something out of it. Also, I should mention, and this is scary stuff, Australia Day Award nominations.
That's right. It's coming around again. Yeah, so Australia Day, we're calling for nominations for Citizen of the Year, Junior Citizen of the Year, Sports Person of the Year, Community Event of the Year. There's a whole range of categories that recognize people and organizations and events which really represent the Australian spirit.
Yeah, okay. So people, just jump onto the council website there. If they there are a number of different categories for nomination. We won't go through them all, but the reason it's happening now is you need to get organized because it will come around pretty quickly.
That's all right. That's right. We need to get organized well in advance and give people time to put nominations because it can take a bit of, we make it as simple as possible. You still need to give a bit of information about the person, why they deserve to be Citizen of the Year or Junior Science, Technology and Engineering Maths Person of the Year. So, we would really like people to think about who they can nominate because I go to a lot of award ceremonies and I always, it's great to congratulate the people getting the awards. But really significantly, the people that nominate others, people that go out and recognize someone else and go to the trouble of putting in a nomination form, they're the really special people in our community that say, hey, that person's doing a great job. They should be recognized.
Yeah, well, nothing would happen without those people doing that. Hey, George, much appreciate your time this morning. It's always a pleasure. And I'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
That's it for now. Catch Blandy weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Triple M Fraser Coast. Or subscribe here to get all the best bits.